This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Here's the thing. Not that I'm getting married again. Okay. Okay.
Thank God.
But applications are open.
They're not.
We've had a lot of people reach out. I'm not going to lie.
Send them. We'll sift through them.
Yeah. Reach out about what?
Wanting to date you.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. I don't answer them because I don't know what to say. Sorry. Should I forward them to you?
Oh, no.
Nobody reached out till I said I was done. That's when people started reaching out.
Exactly.
You got to play hard to get.
No, I'm not playing hard to get. I'm just done. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it feels like you're playing hard to get.
You don't think I can do this? You don't think I can go cold turkey, zero? I'm not doing that on purpose. It's just happening. But it's like, no, I'm embracing it. I'm like, I'm all in.
I haven't even known you that long, and I believe that within the next 6 months, you're going to be in a full-blown relationship.
How? It would have to have a beginning.
Okay.
And I don't know where the beginning would happen.
You never do. That's the whole point of meeting someone. Oh, my God.
I know, but I'm like... But I'm actively avoiding situations where I might meet someone.
Okay.
And then, so how would I meet someone? They would have to be
literally
to wander
in the grocery store.
Yeah,
but
not,
I get them delivered now.
You're not avoiding that. That's only for now. That's not going to be for forever.
Yeah, I can. Why can't it be? I mean, we'll probably end up doing a live at 5 or something. No,
your next
but
wife
I'm just
is
like,
gonna
I'm,
show up.
I'm un. No. This is the real thing I wanted to talk about was wives or engagement. I got asked the question, if I were to get in another relationship, would I get in a long-term relationship or get married again?
For the record, my mom has also asked, is Slacker going to get married again? I don't think he should. Oh. She's a divorce attorney, though, so maybe she's saving you.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. She doesn't want the business?
I'm gonna flip
not
around.
This time.
Does it say anything? Does it say kick me or anything?
No,
like
I don't.
Because these two are just...
I'm sorry.
Are you?
I am. I truly am.
There's a news story. Tiak, do you want to help me?
Mm-hmm.
There's
yes.
a news story about a dude. Mm-hmm. There's a couple different news stories that I want to approach as it relates to getting engaged. And I'm sure that Erica just wants to jump in and talk about her engagement.
I'll tell you anytime, any minute.
The ring is stunning.
Thank you so much. Yeah. He did a great job.
I've been like,
do you want to hear about it more, Soccer?
What's it like being in love?
Good.
She's glowing.
This is so uncomfortable. It's like the three of you are all kind of happy right now, and I'm just over here just, this sucks. I don't like this.
This is a choice you made by saying, I'm not doing this anymore.
True.
No, the universe told me it's not happening. So I was like, message received, I'm out.
No, I bet there were times that, I don't know about T-Hawk, but I bet there were times Aaron felt like it wasn't happening. There were times I felt like it wasn't happening. And then guess what?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that. Because it's that trope. Like, you'll happen when you're leaning back to it. No, it doesn't.
I met my fiance at an airport bar. It was when I was least expecting it.
No, but that's why I go to airport bars. I book flights and like I'm trying too hard.
That's my problem your problem.
Okay. All right, here's the story. This dude wants to marry his girl, can't afford the ring, so he is doing whatever he can to earn the money. He's trying to like crowdfund it. He's doing what he is calling like this interpretive art piece.
Because he is a performance artist.
This is Ham we're speaking of.
He goes by Ham.
His name is Ham? Okay.
He goes by Ham.
He's standing on like a street corner in New York City in his underwear.
Okay.
And taking donations. I'm going to say for this.
You're not even playing anything? You're just...
Just standing there.
Got a rocking bod. But throw him a couple bucks.
He does have a decent bod. It's not like... It's not... God, who did the latest underwear ad that everybody was just like,
oh, yeah.
Pedro Pascal?
No, no. Irwin, Robert Irwin.
What?
No?
Isn't he like 14?
He's 20. The Crocodile Hunter's son.
No, that's not who. Yeah. Like, you were lusting over somebody else.
The guy from
the
bear.
Yeah.
The guy from the bear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just
like,
I went to the Calvin Klein store and he's just huge.
It wasn't just that you've been thinking about it.
No. I didn't go, actually.
It is his lock screen on his phone. So his whole point with his art piece is that, like, you're comfortable looking at the dude from the bear on a billboard, but when he's just standing there in his underwear, it's less comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because people walk by and go, like, man, what are you doing? And it's like, I'm not doing anything any different than the guy right behind me.
Well,
and people are
weird.
No, it's not. I think
it's more pathetic.
But it,
to do that.
Why?
Because you're begging people for money in your underwear.
You are asking for people for money when you're standing there. The guy on the bulletin or the billboard, whatever, got paid to do that.
Mm.
Okay, well, he just wants paid. Like, I just think the real
Your talent, take your skill, do something better with it. If you're trying to get an engagement ring, I don't know. It just feels kind of weird to me
that. You wouldn't, if this was your man, everyone here's got a man, even T-Hack. And he got down on one knee, handed you this gorgeous ring, and then you found out he did it by busking or doing performance art or whatever you want to call it. You don't want the ring.
I don't mind busking.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
No, because he's just standing there. He's just standing there.
That's his busk. Yeah. He can't play guitar. His busk is he looks good in boxers.
I would rather get like a silicone ring.
Are we sure he looks that good? I'm trying to find him. Because,
I was looking too. I can't find him.
It's not bad.
You found him?
Feels more like crowdfunding than actually earning anything. It feels like, but I just don't think women like that. I don't think women would find that attractive in like,
it's not
this
romantic.
Is going to be my husband. He's going to like be a provider and all this stuff. He's out there just begging people for money in his underwear. That's a turn.
Does it matter where the money comes from?
Yes. What's going to happen after you're married? He's going to have to stand in his underwear every day.
Like
the underwear gets smaller and smaller eventually.
Does he get bigger and bigger?
Wouldn't you rather have a life partner who's willing to do whatever it takes roll your eyes at me, young lady. Erica just broke her face. What? I'm being totally serious. I think it's so funny because this is a weird sideways analogy, but we've talked about it on the show before where it's like, oh, these people walked up and handed a church like $10,000. And they're like, we here at Shotgun Willie's just did a car wash. Here you go. Well, I'm sorry. That's a strip club. We can't take your money. And it's like, what are you talking about? We just wash cars. It doesn't matter. We wash cars with our boobs. And like, that's how we raised a bunch of money.
Okay, well, I don't want an engagement ring bought from boob wash cars either.
Why? Would
you may have flipped me to your side, actually. I'm interested.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were just talking about engagement rings, and everyone in the room is wrong except me.
Because you would accept an engagement ring from a man in his underwear. When I put
pretty
it
much
that way.
The number of things. I would want a life partner who would be willing to do anything to make sure we can have the finer things.
Which I agree, I appreciate, but don't put yourself like in a vulnerable place for that. Like, let me help you then. Let us work together. Mm. I don't want you to...
Or let's get married, no ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the ring that important then at that point?
Well, you're the one who just got engaged. Is the ring that important?
It was pretty important.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we know we have
to
do it.
He didn't go on the corner in his underwear and to get it.
But I know we were going to move on to the next topic, but let me just say this. He is a guy who stands on the corner. He is a performance artist.
Is that what he does no matter what?
But he's always in his underwear?
No. Mm-hmm. He's just trying something. His current piece of performance art is in his underwear and he's trying to raise money. This particular time he's saying,
I don't know what it is. It just feels kind of pathetic to me and I wouldn't want that attached to the ring. I wouldn't want that as our future.
Okay.
And I have no problem with like relations work. Get your bag. I don't care. But when it comes to something that foundation.
You'd rather have him sleep with other women.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying if there is.
She definitely didn't say that.
Well, but she's saying relations work if he's a sex worker. I'm sorry. I'm like
saying if, like your example of shotguns donating. I have no problem with that. If that's your income, that's your income. I don't care. But if my significant other was just standing in his underwear, I wouldn't like that.
Okay. What if he gave you a fake ring? Because that's the next thing.
Mm. How fake are we talking?
If here's what
will it turn my finger green?
Here, like, if the metal's good, let's say it's white gold or whatever, so the metal's still good. It's not made of whatever you buy.
Ring pop?
Yes.
Right, where, sure.
So it's still good metal, and the diamond is, like, super shiny. Like, some of the, like, I don't know the names of the, I know the old one was CZ, right?
Yeah, that's, like, what we would wear in our ears. You had your ears.
When you were pretending? Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, when we were, like, younger, and we had, like, little earrings, and, like, they weren't diamonds. Yeah.
No, and I think... I hate to throw Tiak under the bus, but he was kind of like one of those basketball players. And like, mm-hmm. I guarantee you, all you boys had both ears pierced and put, like, pretended you had diamond studs. Yeah, look at your face. Yes. You pretended.
He got him done at Claire's.
I did. I got, yeah.
Because he almost passed out, right? Am I remembering?
No, it's because all my friends would just be at a party and a girl would have a nail gun, piercing gun.
Oh, no.
And they'd just get him there.
How old were you?
Like in high school. Oh. I wasn't invited to those parties. I heard they were great. So I went and got him professionally done. And then mine got infected.
So the party ones.
So they're closed.
They
so
are
we
now.
We can't put an earring through them anymore.
I wore them for like, no, probably not.
But you wore fake diamonds.
For sure, yeah. The big square ones. But
did you still have swag when you, like, were you walking around like, look at me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're like it's real.
So different. T-Hawk's like committing to a life of wearing earrings, and we're like committing to a life of marriage.
Oh, so it matters how much money we spend.
No!
Oh, it sounds to me, Erica, like that's exactly what you're saying.
No, it doesn't matter how much money.
Yeah, it does, because you wanted to make sure it's authentic. Otherwise, if you look down at your left hand, why am I looking at my right hand? If you look down at your left hand and go, oh my God, look at that. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
What difference is it?
Do it like 10 times a day.
Great. So what if that wasn't real?
The only difference. It is real.
How do you know?
Because I saw the paperwork to get it insured. Because that's the thing you got to do these days.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, faking a diamond is the easy part. Faking paperwork's real hard.
Show me the paperwork. Before I say yes,
like,
show
legit,
it to me.
Was he down on one knee and you're like, hold up?
No.
Was the appraisal like a guy standing there with a little loop in his eye? Like, hold on. Like, how did...
I know the jeweler that he went to.
Mm.
Which is even more gross and
which
more
really
suspect.
Giving, like, my daddy owns the bank or something.
What are you... But you would be upset if it was fake.
I'd be upset if it was... CZ. Because that's like plastic.
No, it's not.
If you can get it at Claire's, shouldn't be an engagement ring.
You can buy CZ at Zales, probably. It's still in a mall. But it's still a jeweler. There's jewelers in malls.
Of course there are. That's fine.
So he can get it at a mall jeweler, but he has to, like, what's the other fake diamond?
Moissanite.
Yeah. Is it still fake?
It's not a diamond.
It's not a diamond. It's a level up. I'd be totally fine with that.
Mm. Is that the one that is it man made? Like they make okay.
So is CZ?
Nah.
Yes, it is. Like I don't.
But CZ, it's shinier. It's just more realistic looking.
It's an actual gemstone.
No, I'm just.
I don't CZ. Once you take the sticker off, you remove the Claire's packaging. You can't tell.
Thank you. That's all I'm
tell.
Saying.
People thought my dad owned the bank when I had those earrings in.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.